welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
Another week, another poem. Osteoporosis is caused by the cumulative effect of bone resorption when it exceeds bone formation. Biphosphonates inhibit bone resorption with relatively few side effects, and as a result, they are widely used for the prevention and treatment of osteoporosis. The treatment of osteoporosis consists of lifestyle measures and pharmacologic therapy. As our listeners will know, lifestyle measures include adequate intake of calcium and vitamin D, exercise, smoking cessation, counseling on fall prevention, and the avoidance of heavy alcohol use. Now, in the absence of specific contraindications, oral biphosphonates are considered initial pharmacologic therapy for most postmenopausal women at high risk for fracture. But if a little is good, is a lot even better? And when do we stop taking biphosphonates? This week's poem, selected by Mark, comes from JAGS, the Journal of the American Geriatric Association, published in 2017. The research article begins on page 1924, and it attempts to answer the clinical question, does long-term use of biphosphonates increase the risk of fractures in older women? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, the Women's Health Initiative had really two components to it. The first part was a randomized trial of hormone replacement therapy. We all know about those results. There was also an observational component, over 100,000 women, that is the basis for the current study. So these authors pulled a subset of women who had taken an oral bisphosphonate for at least 2 years, and they had follow-up data on fractures, and they also had a FRAX score, which is based on risk factors, of a 5-year fracture risk of at least 1.5% or higher. So they were at high risk for fracture. They were taking an oral bisphosphonate for at least 2 years, and they had some follow-up data. And so they excluded women that had taken other medications that might affect bone metabolism, like calcitonin or parathyroid hormone or aromatase inhibitors like raloxifene. Ultimately, they ended up including about 5,000 women that met these criteria. Then they compared the rate of clinical fractures in women who had taken an oral bisphosphonate for only 2 years with those who had taken it for 3 to 5 years, 6 to 9 years, or 10 to 13 years. Each of these groups was similar, generally similar. Otherwise, they had an average age of about 80 years at the end of the follow-up period. Overall, they found 127 hip fractures, about 160 wrist or forearm fractures, 235 clinical vertebral fractures, so those were ones causing symptoms, and an overall total of 1,300 clinical fractures. So they adjusted for other factors like smoking and activity levels and diet that might influence fracture rates. And what they found was the women that had used the bisphosphonate the longest, the 10 to 13 year group, had a significantly higher risk of any clinical fracture than those only using it for 2 years. Hazard ratio was 1.3, so about a 30% relative increase in risk. If you looked at the groups that were, like 3 to 5, 6 to 9 years, they had somewhat higher risks, and there was trends, but it wasn't statistically significant. So when they looked only at women with a fracture after age 54, again, they saw the same kind of relationship. So bottom line is, in this cohort study, older women at high risk of fracture who used an oral bisphosphonate for more than 10 years actually had a higher risk of fracture than those who used bisphosphonates for shorter periods. And that was even after trying to adjust for their baseline fracture risk and a lot of other things. So, when we see this kind of association, we look for dose responses, biological plausibility, things like that. And, there was some evidence of dose response if you look at the curves. And the data, and certainly they talk about the fact that sort of long-term suppression and modification of how bone remodels can affect not only bone density, but also perhaps bone structure and quality, and that may actually have some negative effect. So bottom line is current recommendations generally are to use a bisphosphonate for up to 3 to 5 years, but then to stop. And I think that seems sensible.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
Sure.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.